And I'm Steve Inskeep in Las Vegas, overlooking the Las Vegas Strip. We're looking down at the fountains of the Bellagio here, which have been stilled because of Sunday's mass shooting. That shooting raised a lot of big questions, and in this part of the program, we face one of them. What rules or laws covered the guns that a man used to kill 59 people? We begin at the crime scene. Last night, we stood alongside some yellow police tape on the Las Vegas Strip in sight of smashed windows on a high hotel floor. This corner, over which the bullets flew on Sunday night, is pretty quiet right now except for police officers, but the Las Vegas Strip is functioning. We're hearing the sound of overhead trains that carry people from one casino and hotel to another. And the hotels are all lit up, the Mandalay Bay right in front of us, and over here the black pyramid that is the Luxor. It's a distinctive American landscape here in the middle of the desert. And difficult as it is to say, the shooting that took place here Sunday night is also part of the American landscape, because it's far more common to hear of mass casualty events like this in the United States than in many other countries. So that's the setting as we ask about the weapons.